The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 169.
Interview with the Dueling Grounds. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
I was a young and lonely man. Then I came up with a plan. In order to find my true love, I'd search the cities from above. I'd train a falcon to fly high, then search the cities from the sky. The falcon has the sharpest eyes. Soon I won't be a lonely guy. I took my falcon to and fro. He searched high as I searched low. We searched most cities in the land, but always left with empty hands. It seems that maidens everywhere were married off and not too fair. And so be it as it may, we'd search for love another day. One day my falcon flew away. I did not see him for 3 days. He found a lady falcon love. Together now they fly above. I felt the good Lord calling me, and now I serve in the clergy. Such was the end of my search, with happiness found in the church.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
I'm Tony Artem.
And I'm Matt Letter.
And that was Diabolus in Musica, the song Folkunolade, I'm going to say, from the album Viberbimus. I think they wanted to screw with my be able to speakage stuff. That just was dreadful. But yes, welcome. I hope you are having a great day. I hope you've been enjoying a lot of great fairs. Have you all been to any fairs recently?
No, I have to wait until after the Harvest Festival to go to the Renaissance Festival. So I haven't been to any Renaissance festivals yet. I got to wait until the fall.
Yeah. I hear that. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, actually, I was at Siouxland Renaissance Festival this last weekend, which was very nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was really warm out there, but it was a great time. And I'll be heading to Chippewa Renaissance Festival this upcoming weekend.
Cool. You've been getting some travel. Is that those donations have been coming in, that came in, been treating you well. Is that right? Getting you to places?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially with the gas money.
Yes, that's true. So, you know, if you want to help out the podcast and help Matt continue to get some lots and lots of travel to other Renaissance festivals, drop him an email, but also, you know, make a donation to the podcast. In fact, I think we mentioned this a few weeks back, but if you make a donation, you'll also be able to download every show that was in this podcast. They're all available online, but you can get them in nice big zip files, one a year. It's a lot easier that way, I think. So make a donation. Support the podcast.
Yeah. So, Mark, have you figured out what me and Matt have been up to yet?
No, I have not. I'm totally clueless still. But that doesn't say much because I've always been pretty clueless. I went listening to a couple episodes. I didn't hear anything special. So, I'm not so sure that there's really is something conniving that y'all been doing.
Oh, Mark, are you saying I'm not special?
Yeah.
Well, you're special. You're very special. you belong on the short horse.
Yay, short horse.
The pony. Matt's like the jester. He gets to ride the pony. Yay. Let's get on with the show. Who wants to introduce the first song?
Silly Wiggins by Cantiga from Martha's Dragon. Thank you.
come down, one's come down, one's come down to Yarmouth Town.
In Yarmouth Town there lived a man, kept a little tavern down by the strand. The landlord had a daughter fair, a pretty little thing with the golden hair.
Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town?
At night there came a sailor man, who's asked the daughter for a hat. Why should I marry you, she said, I'll have all I want without being wed. But if with me you do want to linger, well, I'll tie a little string all around my finger, and as you pass by, just pull on the string, and I'll come down and let you ride in.
Won't you come down, won't you come down?
Sailor man, he went to the tavern by the strand. He passed by and he pulled on the string. She came down and let him ride in. He'd never seen such a sight before. The string on the finger was all she wore.
Hey, nanny, 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 hey, nanny, 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 hey, nanny, nanny, in Yarmouth Town. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town?
The sailor stayed the whole night through, and early in the morning went back to his crew. He told them all about the maiden fair,
to Yarmouth go. If you see a pretty girl with her hair hanging low, all you gotta do is pull on the string, and she'll come down and let you ride in.
Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town?
playing his pipes in the wood, and it sounded sae good to my feeling. Eerie, it oozed the dance in my blood, and my fresh maidenhood started reeling. Sweetly it drew me, the sound it went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song. Laughing long, I'm sure that I hear it. Ah, let me draw near it. I want to be merrily courted in spring. Round us the trees formed a wheel in my mind, as if all womankind were careering. Softly he touched me, our hands intertwined, as we gently reclined in the clearing. Sweetly it drew me, the sound it went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song. Laughing long, I'm sure that I hear it. Ah, let me draw near it. I want to be merrily courted in spring. Devout the star folly made love to me in a manner safe, free, and revealing. Swift-footed, light-footed, goat-footed he played his sweet melody with such feeling. Sweetly it drew me, the sound it went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song. Laughing long, I'm sure that I hear it. Ah, let me draw near it. I want to be merrily courted in spring. Daybreak and I awake to spring's sweet bouquet and the glorious day of beginning. Merlin has gone on his magical way, but the equinox day leaves me spinning. Sweetly it drew me, the sound it went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song. Laughing long, I'm sure that I hear it. Ah, let me draw near it. I want to be merrily courted in spring.
And that was Spring Strathspey Myrddin by Diane Lynn, the Bard O'Neill from Janice.
Before that was Needfire with Brian Boru from her CD, Wattles from the Sea.
And before that, Yarmouth Town by Celtic Squaw from Celtic Squaw.
All right, so Matt, well, we got an interview coming up?
Yes, we do. This was from Siouxland this past Saturday, and this is with the Dueling Grounds.
Cool.
Hi, this is Matt Letter with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here with...
The Dueling Grounds!
That was great. It's like you even rehearsed it. Yeah. That is well done. So can you describe what you guys do?
We fight.
Yeah, we fight.
We portray violence in an aesthetically pleasing manner.
Ooh, I like that.
Aesthetically pleasing.
That sounds
all right.
Really
and
good.
Safe.
That's
yeah. Word. Usually safe.
Yes.
I'm here to swing swords.
How long have you been a group?
This is our second year.
Officially a group, this is our second year, but fighting together
over 20?
Yeah.
An awfully long time.
Yes, an awfully long time.
If you count each of our amounts of experience separately, there's probably 30 or 40 years of experience in the group at least.
Oh, at least.
I would say there's
probably more.
There's probably more like 100 total.
A number of people of 20 each.
Yeah.
They're old.
That's true.
So what kind of weapons do you use? Does anything
go?
Small sword?
Pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Swords, knives, axes,
bricks.
Sticks, bricks.
Yep. Belly dancers.
Belly dancers?
We use belly dancers.
Yeah,
we
want to do that. I keep pitching that.
I know.
Yes, we keep batting it away.
Pretty much if we can use it, we will.
There are certain rules that come with stage fighting and the way that you need to use weapons. So if you can fit an object into those rules, you can use it as a weapon.
Anything that is not normally considered a weapon, we call it a found object. So, for example, a pot or a pan or...
belly dancer?
A belly dancer, if you could get them to hold still long enough.
Oh, they're not
spoons.
Good at that.
Spoons.
Potato mashers.
Potato mashers.
We've used a lot of kitchen implements because there have been people involved in the community that have been cooks.
Such as Alice.
In character. So you basically, you pick a weapon that works for your character.
Very cool.
And there's always unarmed fighting.
Yes.
So who's the best fighter?
Well, that you kind of have to take a... You have to ask, like, weapon-wise. I mean, I suppose if you stick a bullwhip in my hand, I mean...
That's Chris.
But I tend to think there's no best fighter, as this whole art form is more about... the partnership between the two people that are fighting, or multiple people that are fighting. It's about how well they perform together. More so than... Because this is all choreographed stuff. So
your partner doesn't look good, you don't look good.
Correct.
Very cool.
And it takes more talent a lot of times to lose a fight than to actually be the winner. So
yes.
To convincingly make it look like you've actually lost a fight is fairly difficult, because people expect you to either die or have to yield or something else, and usually the loser has some type of an injury that will occur, and playing an injury is fairly difficult. That's one of the things that we in the stage combat community haven't really done well, is play injuries, simply because one of the instructors that I saw at one of the workshops I was at recently called it the superhero syndrome, where you get cut by a knife or something on your leg, and all of a sudden you just hop back up, I'm fine. In real life, you'd be on the ground screaming. Even with the adrenaline going, you'd still have to baby that leg. And so that's one of the things that we've tried to put into any of the fights that we have, is that if we do have an injury that occurs in the fight, it has to continue throughout the entirety of the rest of the fight.
But at the same time, there is a certain amount of superhero quotient that we want to present a heightened reality, something that's more exciting, because I don't think it would be very entertaining to get cut on the leg and then watch someone just writhe around in pain for
that's
20
true.
Minutes.
The children need to learn about arterial spray somewhere.
that is, both of those points are true. We also have a...
What was the phrase that you used at the beginning of this? In an aesthetically pleasing manner.
Yes.
A normal fight, a real fight, would be 5 or 6 moves long, and someone would get stabbed, and the fight would be over, because they wouldn't be able to fight back. In a fight that we do, it's 30, 50, 100 moves, and everybody kind of walks away most of the time.
There's a story to it other than violence sucks.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the other goal of our art, is to make certain that what we're doing isn't just really cool moves strung together. It's actually helping tell a story. Shakespeare, in all of his plays, just has the phrase, they fight. And that's because he knew that his actors at the time were actually experienced swords people and would know how to make a fight look really cool on stage. That's something that our current acting community kind of is... I don't know, I wouldn't say it's completely lost, but it's not something that's really out there in the forefront. You see the really cool movies and the really cool fights in the movies, and those are probably multiple takes. We get one shot at it.
Every night.
Yes.
So how do you go about choreographing one of these fights?
Very carefully.
I can, one, you need to know what your script is calling for. You know, if I'm choreographing a fight and I know that... Mike and Bo are fighting, and Bo has to die in the end of it. I know that I have to choreograph that. I also have to know what the weapons, and also knowing your fighters.
And knowing the characters.
That too. Know the characters, and knowing the fighters, because, I mean, I'm not going to choreograph a 75-move fight for two people who've never picked up a sword before. Sword fight, I should say.
But, so, if somebody wants to get into this stage fighting, stage combat, what would you recommend for them?
Well, we're trying to, we're going to start putting together classes sometime in the near future, we hope. If you're in the Twin Cities metro area, David Schneider, one of our members and choreographers, runs classes through Theater in the Round. There's also...
If you're willing to travel out of state, a society called the Society of American Fight Directors is where I specifically got most of my training. I know several of us have also done some work through there. And they're a national organization, and there are workshops all over the country. It's a there's a hierarchical system of training so fight masters are the people who judge certain quality and help people to progress in their levels. And if you're lucky enough to live in a state where there's a certified teacher, you can go and take classes from them. Otherwise, you gotta find other similar-minded people and try to figure out some of the basics and then go from there.
So you wouldn't recommend just picking up a stick in your backyard and start hitting people with it?
No. There's a lot of safety factors that we deal with.
There's a lot of techniques that are very specific to keeping the actor safe while still presenting the image of violence.
Hard enough to find a fight partner without having to find a new one every fight.
Yes. So the Society of American Fight Directors, the SAFD.org, you can go on that website and you can look up your state and see if there's a certified teacher or even a advanced
actor combatant.
Advanced actor combatant or recognized actor combatant in your state. And if there is, you can try to contact that person to get lessons. I know a lot of the colleges around the country are now offering some type of a stage fighting type of class there, so that's an option as well. Like I said, Twin Cities metro area, we're lucky enough to have David Schneider. A gentleman by the name of Michael Anderson is starting teaching again. The Dueling Grounds are using those two folks to do our classes.
Very cool. Where can our listeners find you throughout the year?
You can find us on Facebook. We're listed as The Dueling Grounds. Our website is theduelinggrounds.com. I think Facebook and our website are the easiest way to find us.
But as far as performances, we're doing today. We're at Sioux Falls Renaissance Festival. We have some members of our group going to Chippewa Falls
next weekend,
and they'll probably be performing a fight, weather permitting.
Yes.
Then we have in August through October through the first weekend in October, we're doing the Minnesota Fair. And from there, we don't have anything else planned until next year, this time, which will be Sioux Falls.
Except a lot of rehearsing.
Yes, except a lot of rehearsals.
All right, well, thank you, Dueling Grounds,
for your time.
Thank you, Matt.
And good luck out there. Don't Thanks. Kill anyone.
we've tried that a few times.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
I have a lot of only at Disneyland memories.
I think it probably has something to do with the emotional music combined with love of family, combined with outstanding human vision and achievement.
It's those kind of things that I remember most about the park that only Disneyland can offer in the Disneyland world.
Maybe there's a name for this. Something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
Brought to you by a drunk fairy, should be called Pixelated. I hope you all had a wonderful second Steal a Sock Day, Sock Puppet Day, Freckle Day, and Name Your Own Potion Day, and Ups the Daisy Day. Of course, if you're looking for dates to celebrate, you can head over to our Facebook and click on the Discussions page. There you're going to see our complete calendar. If you have dates worth celebrating for the Renaissance Festival podcast, please send them to me. Tony@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Portland Pirate Fair is looking for artists. Volunteers to clean up Kimball's pine storm damage for the 20th anniversary season of Silverleaf Renaissance Fair. They're looking for workers between June 4th and continuing to open gate for July 9th. So if you can volunteer, help them out. Harvard Art Museum presents Prince and the Pursuit of Knowledge in Early Modern Europe, examining the principles and celebrations of artists in the scientific inquest of the 16th century. If you have any news, post it on Facebook or email it to me, Tony@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And this has been the news for this week, reminding you how to survive a Renfest. Tip of the week is Bob Sing. Now back to somewhere else in the castle.
What was the first thing you mentioned? The celebrations?
Yeah, last news I mentioned a bunch of celebration dates that are showing up on Facebook. I have all of those dates now over on our discussion page on Facebook. And I am going to be adding more. They go actually for the entire year.
So you have a special discussion up there for that?
It's on the Facebook side, on the discussion, when you click on it.
There, look I see it right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we just had the second Steal a Sock Day and Sock Puppet Day. Today is Freckle Day and Name Your Own Poison Day and Ups a Daisy Day.
I see one missing right now also. June 21st is Midsummer and Gnome Day. Good. Yep. But you also missed out that it's also Interversal Mutters Day.
Ah.
So,
okay.
Something to add.
Write that in there. Just for Mark.
Thank you. Yes, because that's the CD release for Firefly Drinking Songs, you know.
All right.
Awesome. Well, let's jump back into some more music then. How about? So next up is Time Away with Captain Bold from her same titled CD.
Once was a captain, his name I can't say. He sailed the seas on the Spanish Main. He murdered and plundered and erased. Holy hell, well, here is a story I'm a-willing to tell. Sought every ship and put her adrift, no matter what flag she flew. For the gold and the fire, and into the night I went, the captain and his crew. Captain bold, heart so cold, get that gold. Get that gold. Get that gold. Split it with justice, no malice or pain. About the life that they had would all be in vain. They roamed to the north, they roamed to the south, to Jamestown and Cape Town.
that there's no doubt. They sailed by night, they sailed by day, they sailed by the stars and made their way to the port they might rest, count the gold in the chest, however somebody gave them away. Captain Bull, hot so cold. Get that gold, get that gold. Get that gold. Captain was mean, a worse rogue to be seen by a Majesty's seaman. An admiral was sent, and justice was lent on the salt sea and the briny wave. It came out of nowhere one foggy night, the admiral met them for a terrible fight. To the bottom they went, their ship put asunder, to Davy Jones' locker, ha-ha, they still wander. Captain Bold, heart so cold, get that gold, get that gold, get that gold.
Spent all my money on whiskey and beer, but now I'm returning with gold and gray store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never. I used to frequent. I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked for a bottle, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no nay never, I said. Thank you. I took Sovereign's Bride. The landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines are the best. The words that I said, sure, were only in jest. And it's no native. I said, no, nay, never. Till I play the wild rover no more. What I've done and ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they forgive me as oft times before, then I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never. I said no nay never.
This is the Dueling Grounds Stage Combat Troupe. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast. Huzzah!
Thank you.
amici. Tu la mano degna poi, tu la mano quella, tu la mano degna poi, tu la mano quella. A Nia Nia no Shinanalda for Harry, a war in the no Kumara Lingotime. Dula mana pinya bui, dula mana quella, dula mana pinya bui, dula mana quella.
In yonder garden grows. Green is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows in from the boy. My love is fairer than down in the greenwood of Killarney that we strayed. The moon and the stars, they were shining. Moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair. She swore she'd be my love forever. In yonder garden grows. Green is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows in from the boy. My love is fairer than any. It's not for my sister Kate. It's not for the loss of my mother. It's all for the love of my bonny Irish lass. That my heart's breaking forever. Red is the in yonder garden grows. Green is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows in from the boy. My love is fairer than any.
And that was Red is the Rose by Philip Hole from Digging It.
Duamon by Nancy Daly Green from Delius Hearth.
Before that was Wild River Blues by Crossroads from their obligatory self-titled debut album. All right, well, I guess that's about it. If you have comments or questions that you'd like to share with us, you can always send it to music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com or use the form on the website to send your comments to us. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, if you enjoy the podcast, you can always support it with a donation or just, you know, support the artists. That's the big thing, too. If you enjoy the music, support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, see them at the various fairs, and tell them you heard them on the Renaissance Festival podcast.
I just wanted to say thanks to everyone at Siouxland, especially Anna and Deb, for letting me go around and talk to people. And all the people that I talked to, they were very, very nice people, and I can't wait for Chippewa.
Awesome. Any final words, y'all?
Oh, just that rhinos are just big fat unicorns.
That's a lovely image.
I think you broke me. Oh, God. Why am I laughing at that? Who wants to tell everyone the last song?
I do.
Okay, it's yours.
Awesome. The last song of the podcast will be Fair and Tender Ladies by Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman from Cut to Rhythms.
All right, we hope to talk to you again next week. This is the Renaissance Festival Podcast. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Bye.
Come all you fair and tender ladies, take warning now. Tell to you some loving story. They'll swear to you that their love is true, and straight away they'll go and they'll court another. And that's the love that they have for you. If I had known before I courted what all his lying could have done, I'd have locked my heart in a box of golden and never in my grief and sorrow.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.